was, but he had reddish-brown tangled hair and a sparse goatee, and he wore glasses with black frames. He smelled of aftershave. She hated the smell of him. He stood at the foot of the bed and observed her for a long time. She hated his silence. She could see him only in silhouette from the light in the doorway. Then he spoke to her. He had a dark, clear voice that stressed pedantically each word. She hated his voice. He told her that it was her birthday, and he wanted to wish her happy birthday. His tone was not unfriendly or ironical. It was neutral. She thought that he was smiling. She hated him. He came closer and went around to the head of the bed. He laid the back of a moist hand on her forehead and ran his fingers along her hairline in a gesture that was probably intended to be friendly. It was his birthday present to her. She hated his touch. She saw his mouth move, but she shut out the sound of his voice. She did not want to listen. She did not want to answer. She heard him raise his voice, a hint of irritation at her failure to respond.